Hi guys, and welcome back to the Be Brave podcast. My name is Grace Annesley, and I'll be your host. Hopefully everyone's going well. Thank you for taking this time for yourself and for your recovery. Today, I thought we could talk about some motivations and reasons to recover from your eating disorder. Not all of these will apply to everyone, and if they don't, that doesn't in any way mean that your experience is invalid. There are many things that I may not have experienced, as every journey is completely different. Anyways, let's get into some of the top 10 reasons to recover. Reason number one, recover so you can live a full life. By recovering, you open up yourself to all of these new experiences and opportunities. When I was sick, my life pretty much composed of nothingness. It was boring, it was dull, it was energyless. Now I have so many opportunities. I'm working, I'm studying, I'm traveling, I'm meeting new people. There are so many more things you can do once you have the energy and less restriction in a food capacity and just with your life. Reason number two. So I don't think it's a good idea to ever recover solely for the people around you, or just for your family or one person in particular. But it can be a factor that motivates you to recover. So one reason you may want to recover is so that your family doesn't have to worry, or so that there are fewer arguments. I know that when I was unwell, there was a constant battle between my family wanting me to eat more and me not wanting to eat because I was scared and reluctant and all of those reasons. But now that I'm better, I eat out with my family. We share things that we make and we can bond over food. And it's not the only way that we spend time with each other, but it's just taken away so much tension. And so that's one of the really good reasons to recover, so that your family can have a nicer dynamic and so that they're not worried about you all the time. Reason number three is a bit similar to number two. It's on the basis of connecting with other people. A reason you might want to recover is so that you can go out socially without having to worry about food. Now, you may have gone out still or go out still whilst engaging in your eating disorder, but you might be missing out. Actually, I don't think that's a might. I think you're definitely missing out. I know that there were many occasions where I was invited to parties or gatherings, and I didn't not go because I was worried about the food. I didn't go because I simply didn't have the energy. And I've missed out on way too many things for that. So now that I actually have the energy, I can go out for lunch with friends. I can go for brunch. We can go get ice cream together. And even if it's not a food-related activity, even if it's going to Luna Park or going to the beach or maybe even doing a gym class together, anything like that, I've actually got the energy now and my mind isn't preoccupied on food. So if you need another reason to recover, it's so that you can have a better social life, really. Reason number four. Another reason that motivated me to recover was because I wanted to be the kind of person that I would look up to. I knew that if there was some role model I was introduced to and they were in the position I was in, it wouldn't be something I was motivated to work towards. I would never think, oh, I want to be just like that person, or, oh, what they're doing is so cool. That's not to say that you're setting a bad example or that what you're doing is intentional and harmful for younger people around you who you may have an influence in. It's a mental health condition. It's in no way your fault. But a reason to recover is so that you can set a good example and be that kind of person you might want to be. Reason number five. Now, this might not apply depending on what stage of life you're in or whether or not you're at school or university, but one of the reasons that I wanted to recover was so that I could do better academically. When you're unwell, your brain is just constantly foggy. You're thinking about food. What did I eat? What should I eat? What didn't I eat? Should I lose weight? What, like all of these things swirling around in your head that you don't have any time or brain space for your study. And so your academics plummet and it makes it so, so much harder. And it doesn't matter if you do incredibly well in school, but if it's something that you're passionate about and your eating disorder is getting in the way of your ability to do it, that's not fair. You should be angry at it for that. Reason number six. Another motivation to recover for me was so that I could do sports and extracurricular activities that I loved. When I was sick, people were too worried to let me do the things that I wanted to do, and I physically did not have the strength or the energy to do it. Once you begin eating and fueling your body properly, you have all this energy to do sports and just be active in so many fun ways. And instead of it being a punishment, it actually becomes a joy. It's fun to move your body. It feels great. You feel great afterwards. You don't feel weak and tired and burdened by this having to exercise. So by healing your relationship with your food and your body, you have this whole new relationship with exercise and activity. And that's definitely something worth fighting for. Reason number seven. When you have an eating disorder, you become a shell of yourself. Sometimes it's hard to see it yourself because you're just so engulfed in what's happening, and it's like you've got some glasses on and you're shielded to everything. But the people around you, they notice. They notice that you don't laugh the way you used to. You don't have the energy you used to. The sparkle in your eye is gone. So something that motivated me to recover was that I wanted to be that person that I used to be. I wanted to be my full self. I wanted to enjoy life. I wanted to actually be able to laugh and not be tired from laughing. I wanted to make other people laugh. I wanted to actually smile. So by recovering, you can be your full, true self. You aren't just some shell of yourself. Reason number eight. Now, I'm just going to say this completely outright. I'm not going to sugarcoat it or anything. Eating disorders are exhausting. They're tormenting, they're depressing, they're isolating. You can't describe how awful it is. The thoughts in your head, it's like you've got your own bully and it's not fun. So if there's anything that makes you want to recover so that you can have a better life, because in the end, you're the one that has to deal with your head. You live with your mind your whole life. You're kind of the person that you're with. You're never away from yourself, if that makes any sense. So you want to be a nice friend to yourself, because why would you, if this was some other person that you were with and they were treating you the way your eating disorder does, you wouldn't hang around them and you wouldn't let them treat you like that. So fight back and don't settle for an awful, boring, exhausting, and just unhappy life with an eating disorder. Reason number nine. This is another honest one. Another major reason to recover is to say F you to diet culture. When you think about it, it is just the biggest scheme out there. Diet culture makes billions of dollars and they profit off people hating themselves and having insecurities. They worsen it and they just play on it, and it's awful. So if you're interested, I might even do another episode on diet culture and the profit and just the diet industry and all of that another time, because it is a huge issue. But another reason to recover is just to fight that movement. Say, actually, no, I don't need to diet. I don't need to succumb to your advertising and trying to get my money and persuade me. Reason number 10. So this is going to be a bit of a combination, and these are more some of the physical aspects of recovery. And these might not apply to you. And if they don't, that is perfectly okay. Because just because you didn't have one aspect that someone else had doesn't invalidate your eating disorder at all, I promise. So some physical reasons to recover are so that you're not cold, so that you can have a period if you lost it, so that you don't get as many headaches, so that your stomach is not as small and you don't get uncomfortable and bloated from a small amount of food, so that you aren't constipated and your bowels actually work properly and your whole digestive system, so that your bone health is improved, so that your health for the long term is improved, so that your moods are more stable and you can actually feel emotions, so that your skin isn't as dry and nails aren't as brittle. There are so many reasons. You could go on and on. I found that my eyesight was also not as good when I wasn't eating as well. It really was just harder to see. I had to use eye drops more frequently, which makes sense because of the low fat content in what I was consuming. The more fat you have, the better, the less dry your eyes are. Anyways, this isn't a science podcast. We don't need to go into that. But there are lots of physical benefits of recovering. Okay, so those were 10 of some of the big reasons to recover. I'm just now going to list off some of the other reasons you might want to recover. And if you want, you can get a notebook and write some of these down. Or maybe later, once you've finished listening to the podcast, just get your journal or a piece of paper or even a Google Doc or the Notes app on your phone, anything like that, and write down your own reasons to recover. You can use some of these, you can look some up elsewhere, just think about all those kind of things and get yourself your own list. And then when you're struggling, you can refer back to this list and it'll remind you why you have to do what you're doing and why you want to keep going, even in those hard times. All right, so some other ones are, so you can have kids if you would like to, and be a good parental example. So you can enjoy your life and your future. So you're less preoccupied by food and your weight. So that you don't waste your life anymore. So that you can travel and explore. So you can be present and enjoy each moment. So you can focus more outwards of yourself and on the world around you. So that you're not cold, because we all know that is an excruciating, just cold to the bone, and it's not nice. So that you're excited for each day and don't dread it. So that every day is not the same Groundhog Day, because that is just boring and sucks the life out of you. So you can leave the scales to the fish. So that you see the world in full color. Another one, I mean, YOLO, right? You only live once. Do you really want to spend it doing it like this? So you can be spontaneous. So you can be independent. So you can go out to brunch. So you're not as irritable. So that you have better concentration and more brain space. So you can bake, because that's fun. And then you can eat it as well and share it with everyone and be in that experience as well. So you can go camping. I mean, I personally love camping. If you don't, then maybe you have another activity you'd like to do. So you can properly laugh with energy and a full smile. So you can work on your confidence. It may not come immediately, but with time it will. If you stay in your eating disorder, however, you're not going to get there. So you can partake in games nights. I love board games. I love cards. I love Pictionary, any kind of game I'm in. So that you can be an amazing aunt or uncle or sister or friend or whichever role you're in, just so that you can do that amazingly. Because when you're committed to an eating disorder, you don't have the energy to commit to anything else. It really engulfs you and takes up all your energy. So that you can see more sunsets and sunrises. So that your heart health is good and your bone health is good. So that if you have anxiety, eating and recovering from an eating disorder will help improve anxiety. It will also help improve mood regulation and memory. There are so many reasons. Okay, so you've heard me say quite a few of the reasons why I think it's so important to recover and so many of the reasons that made me want to recover. I would love to hear some of your reasons and some of your ideas. I'd also love to hear any questions you might have. So remember the email that is linked in the show notes, as well as my TikTok and my Instagram. Feel free to visit those two anytime and send me DMs if you want to be in touch. I hope that these reasons were helpful and helped to motivate you to recover. I promise you, life on the other side is better. It's worth it, it's amazing, and I know that you can do it. I've said it once, and I'm going to say it a million times. You are strong, you are here for a reason, and you are enough. Until next time, be brave.